Chapter 7, Chapter 4, Verse 40. Nagati kochit utkanto, viladzon utkati kochit, kochit tadbhavana yuktas, tanmayonu chakaraha. Sometimes upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy, and sometimes being fully absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord. Sometimes, upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy. And sometimes, being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj sometimes felt that the Lord was far away from him and therefore called him loudly. When he thought that the Lord was before him, he was fully jubilant. Sometimes thinking himself one with the Supreme, he imitated the Lord passion. When he separated from the Lord, he would sometimes show symptoms of madness. These feelings of a devotee would not be appreciated by impersonalist. One must go further and further in the spiritual understanding. The first realization is impersonal Brahman. But one must go still further to realize the Paramatma and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by the transcendent feelings of a devotee in relationship Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. Yet the feelings of Prahlad Maharaj were in the mellows of Vasalya, filial love and affection. As a child cries, when left by his mother, when Prahlad Maharaj felt that the Lord was away from him, he began to cry, Nadati. Again, a devotee like Prahlad sometimes sees that the Lord is coming from a long distance to pacify him. Like a mother responding to a child, saying, my dear child, do not cry, I am here. Then the devotee, without being ashamed with his surroundings and circumstances, begins to dance, thinking, here is my Lord. My Lord is coming. The devotee is in full ecstasy, sometimes imitate the pastimes of the Lord, just as the cowherd boys used to imitate the behavior of the jungle animals. However, he does not actually become Lord Prahlad. Actually, he does not become the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj achieved the spiritual ecstasy described here by his advancement in spiritual Om Jnana Pindrangasya Jnananjana Kalakaya Sukshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stadita Piyana Bhutale Jayam Bhutna Kadama Yindra Tasyatava Vandayam Shri Gura Sri Yata Paratamala Shri Vimashtavancha श्री रूपं सागर जातं सागर वदना जातं तंत्रजु साधुएं सावधुतं पर्यन्तं कृष्ण देवतुं दे श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सागर नलितं देवतां तंत्रजु हे कृष्णा करना चंदो हे नगम दो जगत पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुं तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कुशलवाणी देवी वाचाकृपा पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री अद्वैत गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Anyone who is fully absorbed, they can almost be considered mad. So Einstein was so absorbed. Research that he was disoriented, he was unfamiliar. One time they were supposed to attend a marriage, Einstein and his wife. Einstein is internationally known everywhere. The world is going to recognize it. Can you recognize Einstein's photo? Thank you, students, because you are all students at one time. I put so much for everybody. So he just was very simple, informal close to attend the marriage, which is not the tradition in the West. There are the dress codes and all that. When everybody is dressed like that, and you just walk in like this, you are crazy. Einstein, you are not aware. He did not think with any relevance. He was going for, here is my friend, and I have to meet him. That's all. He doesn't have any formalities about that. But the wife was particular. Then he just asked his wife, "My friend wants to meet my clothes or meet me? What is important?" And we are not interested to be aware, conscious of all these things. Similarly, we will start to go to some place, but because he is lost in research thoughts, he doesn't remember where he has to go. Really. People think, "No, Einstein, sir, everybody in the world knows." So, maybe he has some lecture program or some conference. start the journey. And then you will forget where you have to get down. People have to call up Einstein's office and find out where Einstein has to get down. It's not that it's crazy. He's a brilliant man. So his wife will make plates for the meal. And his wife will eat, because he has not come. His wife will eat the meal. His plate was still lying there. The wife will be waiting. That will be a concern. And he will come and ask if I did you eat your lunch. But actually the plate belongs to him. The wife was already taken. And he will come and ask, did you take your, why the plate is lying here? The wife doesn't know what to say. That means he did not feel he has missed his meal. And he thought, I have taken my meal, my wife has not. So, that means you are so absorbed in your research. Similarly, about the politicians, they are so chair hungry, kursi ka bhook. It grips their mind so much. The dream is all the night, all I know, one day, all my going to. Like Reverend Prabhakar Day, it came out from his mouth. I have so much money. If I cannot go to the parliament, what is this? But everybody has to go to parliament or what? Or how people go to parliament, the election? If I have so much money, I have to be in parliament in my life, but in my life's ambition. Anything, you're thinking that maybe YSR Congress are 22 crores, but that's all. Chandrababu Naidu, 15 crores. All right, Venkaiah Naidu. Like that, the money is nothing for them. Simply what they are doing, what is the use, nothing. Or what is actually the relevance of being a rich man or an MP when death is dangling on your head. Still, they don't want to think about that. They don't want to think about that. I have to be. I have to achieve this in my lifetime. Completely. Their body possesses of one idea. So similarly, our politicians, we said, if he can get the chair by selling away his wife, Bibi ko bech ke kursi nahi sakta to Bibi ko bech ke ho. Kya? To Bibi se kya hai? They really are like that. But so, no? They politics, you murder. You murder your own, this guy, that guy, just walk up. That's also kind of a very possessive. In my lifetime, I should grab the purse. People are born to do things. But Prabhupada was also like that. But it's unthinkable, a very old man in a foreign culture where people are completely materialistic. But Prabhupada, he did not, due to the idea of non-belief, how can these guys become Vaishnavas? He did not know. All these people one day, they will all be showing their heads, putting tilak, and they will all be dancing, Jai Sachinandana, Gaurahari, 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 Hari Gaurahari. And he made it. The whole world saw the miracle. Anything you want to do in life, that will be like it. It's called do or die. Do or die. But don't believe that you will be a failure in life. Especially Nidhi and Priyanka. We have to become thickest devotees together. It's like giving up means. You're an ordinary lady giving to your own emotions. My mind is like this, my mind is like that. No. I have to say. Actually, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. If you love somebody in life, for you there is nothing like ego, prestige, anger. Love is blind. So, a devotee's love, a devotee's compassion, a devotee's determination, but we are all tiny, tiny devotees. First, by comfort, or let first step come from that side. It's a great service. When you offer Jagannath Tulsi garland, all your desires will be fulfilled. That is for outsiders. I mean, for devotees, when you can please another devotee, all your desires will be fulfilled. There is no doubt that that's the last thing. For a devotee, he is determined, I should not hurt anybody in my life. I want to go out of my way. I am not here to satisfy myself. I am here to satisfy Krishna. So devotees, they don't feel when they are insulted or when they are criticized. Never mind. If it can help me to get closer to Krishna, but the devotees always ask, I don't want to hear eulogy. I don't want to hear glorification. I want to be helped by finding my faults. Here we are trying to become devotees and some things are stumbling blocks. So it is painful. When you boil and you puncture it, it is painful. But it is needed. So you get a lot of relief. So this is now how to actually make others comfortable so that your smile from your face doesn't vanish. Last time it was a different face. Jalamukhi. Chandramukhi has become. Chandramukhi has become Jalamukhi. My God. You have to see many voices like that. But devotees are always Chandramukhi. Because they are expecting nothing from themselves. Devotees are expecting this. If I can be neglected, but if I can make the other person happy, immediately, I got something. WhatsApp message. You laugh because you have become joyful. And the devotee is saying, I laugh because you have become joyful. Please always be joyful so that I can also laugh all the time. That's a devotee. Devotee wants to see when others are happy, I am happy. When others are not happy, I am not happy. Is it all right? Is it taking too long a time? Slow in devotional service. So the point is, we are talking about madness. Anything you want to achieve in life, you have to be completely mad. Prema pichi, dabbu pichi, dabbu pichi. And devotees are always called, they are mad. The public always sees devotees as mad. All of them say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he just left his beauty again. Outside they say, Hare Krishna Swami. That's inside it, because if you really respectfully saying Hare Krishna, you will also become like you. That you will not do. Just outside you say Hare Krishna. People will be wasting their time. So, you know, Prabhupada told the story. If you want to take everybody along, you don't care for your emotions. That's why the word is, you feel it or not feel it. But you act for the pleasure of the Lord. I don't feel like dancing, I feel shy. Not like that. You have come here to act for the pleasure of the Lord. Then why you express your moods? I don't feel like, I don't like to, you are coming here to become a devotee and whatever Krishna likes, you like it. Prabhupada, oftentimes he told, if you love me, you love my dog. Is it right? If you love me, you love my dog. You may hate dog, but if your boss likes a dog, take biscuits for it like that. Because you have to get something from your boss. So you have to treat the dog also like a boss. So devotees are very dear to the Lord. And it doesn't matter if you like or not. Right? Krishna likes all his devotees or not? Krishna likes all his devotees. When Krishna likes a devotee and you don't like him, that means you are distancing from Krishna. Krishna will never be pleased. So it's a very key thing. When Vallabh Bhatta was proud, but he's such a big scholar, he's so smart, and he's so way off, way ahead. That's not important. When there is an equation of love, the disparities don't matter. When there is love, suppose you are from a very high caste, Brahmin, and you know, sometimes it is sin, and you fall in love with somebody, and she may be or he may be very low caste, because love is blind. So similarly, nothing should come in between the devotees. Simply, it is one-way process. Whether the other person, if you are a devotee, whether the other person loves you or not, just like devotees are like Krishna. Devotees, they try to follow the footsteps of Krishna. If a person doesn't love Krishna, so Krishna will stop loving him or what? No. Krishna's love for us is unconditional, no condition. Whatever you are, Krishna will love you. So similarly, devotee means he has love for everybody. It's not kind of, if you love me, if I love you, if you love me, I will love you. That is not really love. You gratify me, then I will gratify you. It's not love. Love means you may hate me, you may don't like me, you may neglect me. That's what the last prayer, no? It starts with Chetodarpana Marjana, and it ends unconditional. When you really become a devotee of God, that's why whenever we think we are devotees, Krishna has to put us to the grinding process, whether you pass the test or not. That's why devotees never complain. Whenever things happen, my devotional qualities are getting lost. That means I am not a devotee. I am failing the test. Let me take the test again. That's not everywhere. When Viswamitra, he wanted to be Brahma Rishi. Brahma Rishi. Then Brahma Rishi means he has come to transcendental platform. So you are doing horrible tapasya, great tapasya you are doing. And you are getting a lot of powers. You are tested. You fell victim. The next time he did not repeat it. He fell victim to a woman, Menaka. Here I am. When I am trying to advance into your life, the test will come like this. I should not succumb. The next time again, okay, but we're indifferent. They left, all the apsaras are still left. But the test came in another form. And this time the test came in the form of anger. Came with anger, the curse. And then all his tapasakti is gone. When you realize, yeah, lust, anger, and greed. Trividam naraka svedam dvaram nasana matana kama krodha tada leba tasmat eta krayantide. There are obstacles on the path of spiritual life, and a person should carefully try to keep them at a distance. The third time, he became envious of Vasishtha. Vishwamitra became envious of Vasishtha. He was unable to become a Brahmarshi, and Vasishtha was a Brahmarshi, and he became very envious. And then he went to actually Thank you. kill or attack Vasishtha. He was hiding. He was hiding under the car. And he was waiting when there is no one. I just go behind. And then fortunately, because he was also trying to be Brahmarshi, Lord makes his own arrangements. People come and tell us some things that Krishna is telling you. This is told. Devotee was talking to senior. That's all. That's not there. But if you don't catch it, then you are digging your own spiritual life to a grave. Krishna gives all facilities. Somebody will come, something will be said, some gift will come, some incident will happen. If you open your head, you have knowledge coming from all sides. When Prabhupada was not taking sannyas, Godbrother came. If Prabhupada takes sannyas, what will get? He will not get anything. But somehow, I got to Abhay Babu, you should take sannyas. My Guru Maharaj is telling me, because one time Guru Maharaj came in a dream, but he considered only as a dream. Oh, this is some dream. But now, some really life situation. Abhay Babu, you should take sannyas. My Guru Maharaj is telling to me, God brother, take and then, even then he was not serious. And then his wife said, tea or me? So he was asking his wife. His wife was not at all cooperating. Prabhupada became very fresh. I am not taking sannyas because I want to deliver you. Yeah, 66, Prabhupada left home. So, till 66 years, he was very kind to his wife. Maybe she will change. 66 years. And finally, he thought, let me just threaten her. Just let me, word threat. When you're drinking tea, you want me or tea? The wife very casually said, I want tea. She said, you want me or tea? The tea. That means, Krishna is telling you, fool. You understand how your wife will treat you? You become attached to her. The brother got a bolt on his head. God, my wife says, you are nothing more than tea before me. My God, if you have any sense of shame, if you have any sense of decency, I should just leave home. That means wife helped him to become a sannyasi, not the Godbrother, not the Guru Maharaj. Wife said, who cares if I want my tea? Any good husband, I said Mahesh, my wife is showing me hair. He said, my wife is showing me hair. I said, from the other is going. Because Krishna is asking, get out. Between me and my wife, there's a kid. Said, kid, who is he following? He followed my wife. He said, between me and my wife, there's a kid. And I have to think about it. And I asked him, so, the kid is with whom? He is with my wife. And she picked a mouse. Pittamasan. She is feeding him. You people went to his house. He tried to help, started it. Nothing happened. He told the person, so I came to my school. They went and tried to tell him, his wife, please cooperate, he's never going to skip. It is a good for the good of you. And then the wife stopped coming to the temple at all. But she told him, don't come to my house. They went. She was not coming, they went to the house. They told her, he stopped coming to the temple at all. So I'll go to some Delhi God's temple. I don't know how to go to Krishna temple, where my husband goes. I have to do opposite to what my husband did. What are my husband? If he doesn't watch TV, I will watch TV. If he doesn't eat me, he doesn't eat me. If he wants to, so that I'm very peaceful to go to, I will make him angry. If he wants to get up at early in the morning, I will go 8 o'clock in the morning. What do you do? Like that's the thing going on. I said, your wife and son are together, then why are you feeling the bottom of the son? If the son is saying, papi, papi, papa, papa, and like that, how can I leave my son? He doesn't care, because the tamas is getting from his mother. And Pita is disciplining him, so he doesn't like discipline. Children, pampers. Who are pampers? They go with them. I told you just now, it is just time. Whether you stay with her or leave her. Whether you stay with her or leave her, you have to pay her. It's a question of one time pay or monthly pay. But once you are married, even you don't have comforts of family, but still, by law, you have to maintain the wife. Even if you are separated, you have to give every month 5,000, 25,000. That's great. So, the point is, we are talking about, if people are mad for money, people are mad for mundane love. What to speak about eternal love? Why do you give hope? Why do you fail? Let me test your determination. Once you decide one-sided, no matter what he or she is, as long as they are devotees, I don't expect any sobs. I don't expect any I will do my part of the job as a devotee. So devotees are very difficult people to understand. You are also mad in some sense. So people see, this guy is a pauper. People say, what Krishna has given him? What Krishna has given him? He's going, so much, but still, he's thinking Krishna is God and devotional service. People think, why he will go to Krishna? But the fact is, like Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he started coming to Krishna in search of great wealth, kingdom. He came to Krishna not for devotion. He came to Krishna for getting his desire fulfilled. Is that right? He came to Krishna to have his desire. My desire is so big, I should have a kingdom much bigger than my grandfather. Grandfather is Brahma. How can the whole universe is controlled and it is administered by Brahma, how can a kingdom under Brahma, how can a person bigger than Brahma? But somehow is a cake. If God is there, he can fulfill my desire. Then what did Krishna do for him? He created a separate loka, Dhruva loka, he created. But by the time he is trying to please God, there is transformation of heart. He becomes attracted to Krishna. Then all his desires, they became not. They became, what is it? Compared to the bliss of remembering, compared to the bliss of devotional service, what is this burden of maintaining a kingship? Kingship is a burden. All problems going on, all needs of the public, it's a position. Actually, if you see it dispassionately, it's a mess. It's a burden, it's a headache. But because you are crazy, kursi crazy, we are mad for power, we don't see all that. So similarly, when you are mad after Krishna, you want to make sure that you clear all your tests. Wherever you go in life, the test will be behind you. Because you want to be a devotee and you want to do something else. But there also, you cannot be a devotee with just what you are in conditioned state. Devotee means unconditional. Devotional service means unconditional. So somehow we have come to surrender. Whenever the spiritual master says, I mean, that's done, if I cannot fulfill it, then I am stuck. I cannot go further in the spiritual life. Especially when an instruction is given to you more than once. But the spiritual master is not there to flatter you. The spiritual master is not there to boost your ego. He is there to remove your ego. Ego is removed, you are in front of God. So between you and God is ego. Anka. Ego is finished. Then, etc. Yudhishthira Maharaj is called Ajatasatru. Fantastic example of Yudhishthira Maharaj. The Kauravas are deadly against Pandavas. But did Yudhishthira Maharaj have any animosity, hatred for Kauravas? No, not only hatred, he did not have. But he is always a well-wisher. When Duryodhana was defeated by Gandharvas, he told Bhima and Arjuna, go and do this. Actually, I should be happy. We don't want to see Duryodhana like that. Time and again. Because a devotee, he is satisfied. He is not looking for anything. He said, now how can I transform the hearts of people. So yet Balabh Maharaj, unpredictable. You can predict if I say like this, I'm going to say Jalamukhi, you know. If you say like this now, the Jalamukhi darshan is going to be there. And you will be very surprised. It is not a mundane reaction, but a devotional reaction. Now you are conquered. Conquered whom? Conquered yourself. You conquered yourself. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki,
Thank you.